The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Main Ingredient. Kevin Bergen here. Stephanie is here with me. How are you?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. We are at DeLuca's 66 South Lion Landing is where we are. Paulo DeLuca, how you doing, buddy? I haven't seen you for a while, man.
No, it's been a little bit, and spring is coming around the corner, so it's always exciting.
To think that anybody doesn't know where this place is or hasn't heard of DeLuca's. You guys, how long have you guys been in business?
This year is 55 years.
55 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, been some time.
That is crazy. Well, okay, so obviously it's a family business. And just because it's your family's business doesn't mean a family member is going to get involved in it. So what initially attracted you to get into it?
Mainly the community of the business. So I grew up going to university, working at the family business, meeting the customers, meeting the people, having our first store in Wolseley. Most of those customers became our friends and part family. They're at a lot of our wedding events, a lot of our parties and stuff. They just became family. So I like that, the community aspect of the company and the business.
Which, it's funny that you brought up the one in Wolseley. Like, the place we're in now could fit the Wolseley location in it like 100 times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and I remember when this place was first being built and you guys opened here, there was nothing around. You know, so what was the foresight to know that this was the place that you guys should build next?
Well, originally we were looking at distribution. So this is quite central. I can go north, west, east, south. So it was more central for a distribution center. So that was the original idea of opening it up. And then after time, as we were building, we had a lot of clients coming in, like, it'd be great to have a new location here. We never intended to have a grocery front and cafe. And it just kind of steamrolled into that as we were building.
So now, you know, you drive down the street and there's a lot of different businesses on the street. Like, in the next 10 years, it's going to be insane. Like, it's insane already, right? Did you guys have any idea that that was going to happen when you chose this location?
We were hoping that was going to happen. And we've been fortunate. All the companies that have come in, they support us at lunch. They're coming through there. We have the rink down the street. They drop off their kids for hockey. They come in for a coffee and a bite, do some shopping. So the community in this whole location is really unique and neat.
And it's funny, you said you didn't think of offering a storefront. Okay, let's explain exactly what people see when they walk in the front door, because there's a lot now.
As you walk into the front door, you see a bit of the grocery. You see our cafe. If you look to the right, we have our pizza oven that we're doing Napolitano-style pizzas. Our steak sandwiches have become pretty popular, and you see that right off the bat as you walk in. A lot of people sitting down, talking, communicating. There's just kind of a meeting place. And then you look to the left and you have all our groceries, our meat department, prepared goods. Just your grocery store and local grocery store.
I know every time we come in here, Steph, you seem to know what you want or beeline it to a certain section. What attracts you about things that DeLuca's offers at this location?
My favorite pasta bread. I love the cafe. The coffee is top notch, so...
It is. Speaking of coffee, when I first came, we've interviewed way back, and it was mind-blowing to me how many things you guys actually do here. Thinking, oh, hey, they got a, you know, you can get a cappuccino here, but you guys do more than that. Like you said, this was a distribution center for the coffee services that you guys offer. So maybe you can give a little background on the things you do here.
Yeah, so we're kind of a mixed wholesale division. So we do a lot of production. We do coffee roasting. We do sugar packing machines. We do private labeling for some coffee roasters out in the city and across Canada. We do pasta sauces in our production area. And then we also distribute. So we represent local companies. So there's a lot of local companies that want to get to the forefront, how to get into all the chain stores and local stores around. So we kind of help them get to that level. We distribute for them. And then we import products. So we import cheeses, pickled vegetables, pretty much everything that you can associate with food, we import in.
Obviously, you didn't open and offer all these services. Let's roll way back. And when DeLuca's first opened at a much smaller level, what did you guys offer?
Well, definitely 1969, when it was my parents and uncles, they had just a sandwich shop on Portage Avenue. And as they were making sandwiches, it was corned beef. Sandwiches, believe it or not, so not the traditional Italian paninis, but it was our corned beef sandwich. And as they started bringing in more products, they realized there was the demand for European Italian products in the city as the immigration from Italy to Canada became quite larger. And then they started to import some products, and it grew from a sandwich shop to a bit of a grocery store and then into a wholesale division.
Okay, so you had the wholesale division. How did that portion come about? How did the kids get involved in the business?
There were some struggles with the company early on in their years as we were kids. So the parents needed the help. They needed the child labor.
What do you mean you want to go play hockey? We got to work.
Right. So we jumped in to help out, and you know, we learned from the ground up the business and company, and we've been fortunate enough that the community took to us and both locations now, and just kind of keep branching out from there and keep changing. We're always evolving. So we never had the pizza oven. We had our coffee machines downstairs selling those. And then as customers were coming in, they wanted a pizza oven. They wanted a place to sit down and have a coffee. So we evolved into that. And it always never seems finished. We're always evolving to see what the customer demands are.
Right. So what the customer needs dictates where the business goes.
Correct.
And it's always kind of been that way, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So this building, when you decided you're going to do distribution and it changed into something else, is more of the same?
Yeah. Again, we were going to have a cash and carry originally up front. So it was never going to be a full service grocery store.
Right.
Then as people were coming to the door and asking what we were doing and we're getting phone calls, and we decided to try a grocery store. It was a very simple grocery store at first, and we kind of just grew from there and changed as the customer demands came, as people were popping in.
Like, how do you make that decision that you're actually going to evolve? Like, obviously, with a business like this, you guys are very personable, and it's almost like everybody knows at De Luca all the time, right? So people have no problem having a conversation with you guys and suggesting maybe you should do this. So how do you actually validate or make a decision on, hey, you know what, I've heard this like 10 times from this guy, or this guy's suggesting this. How do you make that decision that you're actually going to try it?
Well, basically through my brothers as well as our employees. So we also listen to our employees, listen to what customers tell them. Then we have meetings every Friday, and we get together and discuss what happened, what the good thing, positives, what the negatives were, how to improve. And we listen to our store managers, our employees, and get feedback for them in terms of what the customers want, what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, and how we can improve. So we're always feeding or asking for that information to better ourselves.
Okay, we're going to take a little break. We're going to cheers first, because we cheersed off air, but we're going to cheers on air. We're drinking red wine in the middle of the afternoon. What kind of wine is this we're drinking? It's super good.
A Chianti. It's a red Chianti wine from...
Chianti reminds me of Silence of the Lambs. You know, that's nice Chianti.
And there's the Italian European tradition. You're having a glass of wine in the middle of the afternoon. That's perfectly normal.
That's like our favorite thing.
It's totally. It's like, would you like some red wine? Are you kidding me? You're seriously asking? No, it's very good. So when we come back, we're going to get into more of the family business, because I think kudos to you guys. A lot of times people will go, oh, hey, you know, I'm going to run a family business, not knowing that it's a challenge sometimes to run a business with your family. You guys seem to do it well. So we'll talk about how it's gone for you guys over the years. And then we're going to get into, you know, what you guys are doing now. A little surprise on April 7th, what you guys are doing. Okay,
perfect.
We're going to do that next on The Main Ingredient here on 680 CJOB.
The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB. The Main Ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Main Ingredient. Kevin Bergen here. We are still at De Luca's. We, meaning me and Stephanie, are still at De Luca's, 66 South Landing Drive with Paolo De Luca. First of all, you got this pizza here. This pizza is, when you left, I said to her, I could eat this whole thing right now.
I could
destroy this thing. It is so good. So what makes this thing so good?
You know, there's a couple things. We are using European flour, so non-GMO flour. Many people that are gluten intolerant can easily eat our pizza and not be affected by it. It's also high moisture dough. So what happens is very high moisture makes it a little lighter. We also let it rest for 48 hours, which also eats away at the gluten, so it's a very light in terms of gluten, very little gluten in it.
This building's so large, I should have given you like 5 minutes to rest up because you ran and got happiness. This place is just, this place is monstrous, man. This place is so big. Was that the intent for this place to be this big when you guys, or did it, let's say you're going to build a building. Was it always the first intention for it to be this large?
It definitely was. We based our scale of what we were doing based on our business on McPhillips originally. We needed more space. We kind of thought about what we would concentrate on as we grew. Uh-huh. So built the building according to that. And I don't think it doesn't matter how big of a building you build, you always run out of space. It doesn't matter your business you're in. It always seems to be never enough.
Have you found that here?
Yes.
For real?
Yes. As we walk around, I'll show you what we do down there, and it's starting to get tight already.
Wow. Okay, so how many things do you do here? Like, obviously, I've been here. We've had conversations before, and it always surprises me what you get into next. That pizza, the pizza oven that you had wasn't here last time I was here. Like, the first interview, it wasn't here. You had your coffee machines and espresso machines and everything there. What made you decide to actually make pizzas in the building?
Mainly our customer base. Again, people are coming in. They wanted to sit down for lunch. They wanted to grab a pizza. They wanted to grab some pasta, possibly a coffee, some desserts. But we had a large demand for our pizzas. So we decided that we would get rid of our home espresso machines and bring them upstairs and put the pizza oven downstairs and offer pizza. And just, again, that feel of watching someone make a pizza in front and kind of the show of it all is interesting as well, I think.
It's funny because I think, well, in my mind, it's advantageous to you because all of the products that people are taking home, it's like you can almost show them what they can do with them once they get it home, right?
Definitely. And then on a lot of our pizzas, we're obviously using all our products. We want you to experience them, taste them, and try them and see what we're using. Sometimes we use very unique products. Burrata from Italy is one of the products that we're using now. It's extremely popular. Mortadella with pistachio and stracciatella, which is the inside of a burrata. So we're always trying some new, unique things, try to be ahead of the market and showing people what to taste, what to try, and trying to kind of see what people will enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And was that the case with the coffee also? Because obviously, you guys, coffee is what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, coffee, same idea. We supply restaurants. A lot of restaurants are taking our coffee. People are trying it at the restaurants and coffee shops, and they're asking, where do you get this coffee? So we decided to expand to the retail market, and we've been fortunate enough to do very well in there as well.
I don't understand how you guys lead in so many ways. Like, even you were talking about, you know, distribution, and not only do you guys distribute for, you know, companies of all sizes, you know, you do a good job in helping people get into different kinds of stores, kind of a lot of guidance too as to what the whole process is. Of course, I would know that, right? Like, you're just... You do a lot of hand-holding, which is really good.
Yeah, it's interesting for me. So coming from where we came from, building a company is never easy, as you know.
Right.
So we enjoy the challenges. We understand the challenges. So helping people come along the way to us is rewarding as well. Seeing companies come from a recipe to packaging to labeling and then getting on to different store shelves is the challenge and always rewarding to me to see that happen.
How do you manage... Who does what within the family?
We've kind of grown into our positions, and we help each other out in all positions. So
I don't like doing that. You do that.
you know, it just comes organically. We don't really have any titles or positions. My oldest brother has done mainly the importing from Spain, Italy, France, Greece. I've looked after a lot of the local products, purchasing within Canada, buying. I look after our sales team, and I look after both our stores. Retail stores. My younger brother does all the coffee machine service and sales, and he concentrates on the coffee roasting, which he's that, as well as all the machine sales and services.
How come your dad doesn't age? Guy's got a full head of hair.
He doesn't stop working.
Guy's always buzzing around here. He's always buzzing around here. I'm like, he's got a full head of hair, and he's moving faster than everybody else. How does that work?
75 this year. He's here 7 days a week. He loves what he does. He loves the challenges. He just loves being there.
I guess you'd have to, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it.
Definitely.
Right? How do you find staff here? Because there's a ton of staff, obviously, doing different things in different areas, right?
Hopefully. No, we've been fortunate. We've got some great staff.
And I don't see a lot of turnover. Every time I come in here to the same people working all the time?
Definitely. I think we treat everyone very well. I like to think we treat everyone very well. We treat them like family. They have free rein of a lot of calls within the store. So we all learn together, change together. And I think they enjoy that challenge. So we've been very fortunate with great people and great staff.
So you've been here for a while. It's evolved into, you know, a cafe. You have a meat department, right? You have a coffee shop. It's hard to list what you guys don't do. You guys cover all areas. But now you're going to be opening Sunday. So what spurred that on?
So Sunday is a little bit of everything. Again, the customer feedback, a lot of customers are coming by here wanting us to be open at both locations. So we also had staff that are university students and wanted extra hours. Sunday would be a perfect day for them. So they were asking us if we would consider opening Sunday. And then it's more of a community day. So Sunday, we're open up, you come for a coffee. Again, our business is about community more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And sitting down, having a coffee, meeting people, it's a meeting place. You're having a traditional coffee and a traditional dessert, and you're chatting. If you have to pick up groceries to take home, you can do that as well. But it's more about the meeting place, and it's very unique. Saturdays, we have live music, and it's kind of a neat environment. You come in here, and there's live music. People are talking and gathering, and they're having their coffees, and it's kind of a lively environment. It kind of, I think I feed off of that, and mm-hmm. I enjoy it.
So. Yeah. Is there ever a point where you guys are going to expand the actual seating area? Because, again, when we walked in, there's people sitting there. And you know they're not going anywhere for now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to be here for a while.
Yeah, so we've expanded a little bit. We used to have our produce right when you walked into the front door.
Yeah.
We've taken that all the way to expand some of our seating. We're looking into covering our patio right now, so that'll give us some extra seating.
Is the patio, on the side there?
Right on the side.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
So it fits about 60 people. We're hoping by the end of this year we can have it covered and host some events and do some other fun projects as
well. And wine.
Yeah, and have wine middle of the day.
We have a full cocktail menu on our patio. Our espresso martini, obviously, using our espresso. And we have a great manager downstairs who used to work in the bartending field, and he's come up with some great cocktails that we...
So how will that work? Do you order it from the cafe, like the cappuccino bar kind of thing?
Yeah, from the cappuccino bar, you order your drink, and all the bartenders are trained, and all the cafe staff are trained to make drinks, and they have a seat, and they bring them up to you, and enjoy an afternoon in the sun on the patio.
Has the patio been open previous years?
Yes.
Yep.
It's been open 2 years. Last year...
We haven't been here. That's sad.
What is wrong with us?
Dude, that's sad.
And our Sunday afternoons are usually like...
Laid
when we
back.
Like to do nothing. Right. So it would be perfect just to come, you know?
We're closed, Kevin and Stephanie. Can you leave, please?
You know, definitely lift up some live music. You sit on the patio, you relax, and that's kind of what it's about, what we enjoy, so...
Do you enjoy the surprises of evolution for your business?
Yes, I do. It almost gives me more motivation. So it's very rare that you'll see me frustrated or upset. Things happen in business, you deal with them, and you ask questions, and you try to solve them. You know, I enjoy the whole business aspect of it, whether it's employees, whether it's changing and pivoting a business in a different direction. It's always challenging.
It makes it more encouraging to want to grow and change and listen more to the customers as opposed to just, you know, like if it's kind of, what do we do now? And there's no new ideas.
Right.
If it's constantly just you guys coming up with them. Yeah, so listening to customers is huge. Like that's an awesome.
Well, I think that's what our business, again, that's what our business is about. As you'll see it as we walk downstairs, and it's more of a family. It's regular customers and new customers come in and they get to know us, and it's more of that family feel instead of just a company.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we enjoy the most. Our wives would differ because
are you ever at home?
No.
She has to come for a patio drink to see you, but other than that,
hi, honey. Hi, who are you? That's pretty awesome. We're gonna take a break, but before we do, maybe you can remind everybody where you're located and your Sunday hours. What are they gonna be?
So we're located 66 South Landing Drive. It's in Oak Bluff, Manitoba, just off of McGillivray. And our Sunday hours starting April 7th will be 10 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Are you guys doing some sort of shindig for the opening?
We will be doing some sampling, some giveaways. Definitely. It'll be a fun night. Live music. We had a little bit of everything going on for our first Sunday. So it'll be a good
time. Okay, so Sunday morning, that Sunday morning, the 7th, can I call you? You can be my last segment on the morning show, and then you can talk about what's coming up.
That would be great.
That'd be awesome.
We do have a few surprises coming this year as well, so maybe I can share those with you.
You can share them with me that morning?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. This is the main ingredient. We're at DeLuca's 66 South Landing Drive with Paula DeLuca. Stephanie's here with me eating what, chicken and peppers. Is that what you're eating?
Yeah.
Savage. I want to eat my pizza. Okay. You know, it's calling my Kevin. Kevin, hello. And we're going to do a walk around. We're going to do a walk around and record some audio, okay? We'll be right back.
The main ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
The main ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the main ingredient. Kevin Bergen here. We are still at DeLuca's. We, meaning me and Stephanie, are still at DeLuca's 66 South Landing, South Landing Drive with Paulo DeLuca.
So just passing by our oil section, our DeLuca branded oil comes from a small company in Campobasso, Italy. It's on the rolling hills, so similar to wine and wine grapes, it doesn't absorb a lot of moisture. He still stone crushes his oil. So what happens is three large stones go around a vat, they press the oil. We've asked him to semi-filter our oil and then bottle it. He doesn't import olives from anywhere else in the world. It's just his family farm and that's it. So he only produces a certain amount of bottles and we buy 90% of his production. So if you bring it up to the light, you'll always see a bit of sediment coming down. It adds to the aroma, the flavor. I, being a little biased, but I think it's the best oil on the market by far. And you know,
you're not biased at all.
and you will notice a noticeable difference in the oil.
What makes good oil?
The region of the olives where they come from. Being first stone cold pressed is another one. And semi-filtering, it adds to that aroma and the flavor. So you just got that strong olive oil aroma, the flavor for finishing salads, for dipping, even cooking with. It's amazing. And the health benefits you get from a raw oil that's not doctored, that doesn't have any sunflower oil or any other oils mixed in with it or blended, which a lot of companies are doing now because oil's so expensive. So we're starting to come back to our processing plant and then over to our coffee roasting. We do everything from breaking down some Reggiano wheels. So a lot of people, Reggiano and Padano, there's different ways they're aged. So they're either aged in a bag or they're aged in a whole wheel. Mm-hmm. So the Padano that we use in all our companies is always aged by the whole wheel, not in the bag. So it loses weight, it adds to the crystallization of the parm, and just got a better cheese.
Again, how do you find the people that are actually going to do the process and do it properly?
A lot of training and standing by whoever's in charge of that area or department. It's just basically shadowing the managers and staff that we already have in place.
So, Steph, you haven't been back here before?
No.
You just saw the front, and the front is huge. And now the wizard has pulled back the curtain, and your thoughts, it's insane.
It is insane. It's unbelievable, actually. I don't even know what to say. Sorry.
Here's our roasting plant. So we do two roasters going at all times. We do 70 pounds every 20 to 25 minutes.
70 pounds every 20 to 25 minutes.
Yes. As you see, these barrels, coffee has to rest. So it rests for 24 to 48 hours to let off the gases before we pack them. And as we go around the coffee area, you'll notice that from the beans that go into different chutes, all these different machines pack bags in different sizes. Everything's done by auger fill. So we dump the beans into the metal caskets and then they get augered into the machines where they're weighed, packaged, and then cut and packaged.
Another thing that, you know, when it comes to business itself, obviously production is the equipment that you need in order to do that production. That must always be evolving as your business is getting bigger and bigger.
Definitely. What always amazes me about my dad, never graduated, didn't go to school, he didn't know the language. He services all the machines. So he's taken them apart, he changes the blades. Normally you'd need engineers for a lot of these machines that we have in here. He's done it all from changing the eye, the blades, the sensors, he's done it all. So we're fortunate to have him with us and helping us keep these machines in top condition.
So his name is MacGyver DeLuca.
Yes, it is. Definitely is. It's our cooking, baking machine, cookie making machine. So this will do 2,000 amaretti's an hour.
What's an amaretti?
Amaretti is our gluten-free almond flour mm-hmm. with sugar and vanilla, a little bit of egg white. They're one of our more popular cookies that we do here. We're known for our almond amaretti. They're just an amazing gluten-free cookie.
Did you guys post something on Instagram recently where it's making a ton of those cookies at the same time? Was that it?
And that was it. That was this machine doing that. This is our first aisle here. We store all our green beans. So we import them from all around the world, from Costa Rica, Brazil, Ethiopia. So there's about 10, 12 skids that we always rotate every Monday. They go from inside of our warehouse to inside our roasting plant, and then the fresh ones come back into this area here again.
You know what? More amazing than the size of this place is the fact that she hasn't said anything because her eyes have been bugging out of her head from what's going on around here. Are you okay?
It's actually amazing how much is in here.
Again, how do you manage this place?
You know what? It's because we're here so often. It's funny. I think all my brothers, my dad and I, we've got an eye for what's missing now. We walk by something, we notice everything. So as you're walking by, you notice different items, different things. It's fairly organized, even though it's a large warehouse. And again, it's just knowing the product, knowing the customer. We have great staff in the back, great managers, and they look after everything. So it's amazing.
If you took a tour on this place, like I noticed you got the smack dab boxes there. There must be tons of local businesses that you distribute.
Definitely, and I hate to name them all because I'll leave someone out, but everyone from Smack Dab, Utafia, Brightwater, Ready Made Noodles, and Danny's Whole Hog, the list goes on and on. And it's amazing to see these local companies succeeding. And it's great because all of us have formed such a bond and friendship because we're all going through the same struggles and how to expand and how to ship and how to distribute and what makes more sense and everything else. So we're often meeting with a lot of these companies to see how we can better improve and increase the sales. So it's always interesting.
Even a small thing, like I'm looking around, boxes. How many boxes do you guys go through, like in a month?
That I wouldn't even know, to be honest. We do. I have probably about 7,000 SKUs of products, so it's quite a vast difference of product. We've got a lot of product, and we're always changing. So we're seeing what sells, we're seeing what doesn't. What are the restaurants asking for? What are the retail stores? We're a unique business that way because we do food service as well as retail. So we're on both ends, but it also benefits us because what people are trying in the restaurants, they go to look for in the grocery stores as well after. So, burrata 5 years ago, no one knew what it was. Right. Now we're selling it to all the restaurants, and now people are coming from the restaurants going, I tried this burrata, do you carry it? And they go to our retail store and they see the burratas on the shelf and they're all excited that they can make this at home now. So,
is that part of your guidance with a lot of the customers that you have as far as distribution goes? Like, obviously, what is selling, what isn't, what's in demand, what kind of thing you may be interested in making, like that kind of thing?
Definitely, it is a big part of it. It's also unique, too. So sometimes there's items in our retail store that restaurants will never use because they'll do their own thing, but it's convenient for the consumer to buy a flavored oil or a garlic oil and hot sauce and all that kind of stuff. So it's always surprises me. The industry is always surprising me. What I think would do extremely well sometimes doesn't. What I don't think will do well kills it and, does very well. So, yeah, it always surprising me.
This is the main ingredient. We're at DeLuca's 66 South Landing Drive with Paula DeLuca.
The main ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB. The main ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Main Ingredient. Kevin Bergen here. We are still at DeLuca's. We, meaning me and Stephanie, are still at DeLuca's 66 South Landing Drive with Paulo DeLuca.
All the different aisles for oils, imported products, local products. All our pastas are in the last aisle here. So we import Rumo, which is number one pasta on the market right now. It stays al dente. It holds the shape. Again, made with Italian flour. No, number one pasta in the world.
I'm going to embarrass you when I say this because that's nothing to do with food, but you smell really good. What cologne are you wearing?
Thank you.
Every time you walk by, I'm like,
Joe Malone. And what's funny about that? A lot of people stop me. Guys and girls will ask that. It's funny.
Every time I'm getting close, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
I actually get asked that a lot. So this is our freezer.
Okay, you got to check this out.
So our freezer, we do frozen bread, frozen pastries. Our pastries are a little different. They're pastries that are coming out of either Italy or France. They're not done with hydrogenated vegetable oils. They're done with butter. It's minus 18, so I don't know if you want to pop in there, but yeah.
Imagine the hydro in this place.
Right.
I've never seen a freezer that big in my entire life. Did it start off that big? Like, that's...
Yeah, it's how, you know, it was never full. Now we're at the point where we're kind of at maximum capacity and just looking at how we're going to manage that as well.
Good Lord, man. And this is the fridge.
This is our fridge. So we do a lot of our pizza sauces are stored in here, obviously. We've gotten into the produce business. So we do a lot of produce to restaurants, grocery stores, hotels, all that kind of stuff, old folks' homes. We do a lot of imported cheeses, really specialty cheeses. So we're always trying to stay above... you know, the normal cheeses that you'd find at a regular grocery store.
Do you guys wholesale meat to businesses?
Yes, we do. So our sausages that we make are super popular. We do everything from a chicken sausage to all pork. All our sausages are, the pork ones are made from Berkshire pork only and spices. There's no fillers. Our chicken sausage is just chicken breasts and chicken thighs. And again, no fillers, just spices. And that's it. So we do a lot of our sausage meat to restaurants, a lot of our ground veal, a lot of our veal to restaurants as well in the city. So all our veal is milk-fed veal out of Montreal. It's fresh, not frozen, and it's we break it down here. So we do a lot of business with that.
Crazy. Is there anything you guys don't do?
At least it's like this. Not that I can think of, or we'd start trying if it's an area that I enjoy in the company and in the business, definitely. So I think we try to touch all bases so you don't have to go anywhere else. And we try to fulfill what our customer needs are, really.
What time is it now? It's 12:44 in that lunch area that we came in. It's packed.
Yeah.
Is it always like that at lunch?
Every day during the week, weekends are a little more so. But yeah, it's always a busy place. And again, we're fortunate with the businesses surrounding us. They all support us. They're all coming out. You know,
they really have no choice but to support you because it's a fantastic place to pick up stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. And again, it's just, I think it's convenient for everyone in this area. You know, we're kind of out of the way. Yeah. Just, we've been fortunate with everyone coming around and one of the newer items on our menu is the steak sandwich and we're known for our steak sandwiches. And people are coming in just for that. We've actually had to add it to our catering menu just because it's become so popular. Again, in that steak sandwich, certified Angus beef ribeye. It's the best of the best. So it's a great sandwich.
You know, I've been here a bunch of times. You impress me every single time.
Thank you.
Top to bottom. The stuff you make, the way the business runs, the size, it's really impressive.
Do you
ever stop and actually think of how far you guys have come and all you do every day, or you just put your head down and work?
You know, my wife asks me that question a lot. I just work. I put my head down and work. I enjoy it, so it doesn't really, I don't really stop to think of it ever. I just kind of enjoying the moment and see where it goes, really.
Oh, dude. We're in
our meat department. We do everything from our homemade sausages. Again, all our pork sausages are made from Berkshire pork. All our chicken is just chicken thigh and chicken breast. No fillers, all just spices and meat. All our lamb is Manitoba lamb. All our beef is certified Angus beef. All our veal is milk-fed veal out of Montreal. So we're always trying to get the best cuts that you can find on the market.
Those steaks look delicious. What's a barbecue like at your house?
It's
a family dinner. Like, it must be over the top.
Our family is very traditional. So my mom obviously overdoes it every Sunday. So we always start with antipasto, and then we move to a pasta. And then there's always meat and then vegetables. And then we never really have dessert in our family. So dessert is always like fruit at the end and nuts and stuff like that. Just
no room.
On the table, right? Fair enough. There's no room. So very exciting. I just started dealing with a new company out of Calgary. They came up with gluten-free donuts, gluten-free brownie slabs, gluten-free muffins, and they're all natural, no preservatives, and they're unbelievable.
And this is a new thing?
Look at this!
New thing. All this, everything that's in here?
Banana bread, maple glaze, birthday cake donuts, we've got the toasted hazelnut chocolate muffins.
Sweets are my thing.
They are amazing.
It's called Ooh La La?
Ooh La La Bakery out of Calgary, and we're the distributor for them now. And I've only had them a couple days now, and they're already doing phenomenal.
Wow, that's a good variety there. Yeah, too. Yeah, I can see those.
Yeah.
What's your favorite birthday chocolate?
I don't know.
What's her favorite?
I'll grab them with some of the gluten-free pastas, and I'll put them in our cooler bag when we're coming down, so they don't defrost on you.
Mind
you, unless you
want to
eat one now.
So how does it work? You just pull it out, let it defrost, and then you eat it?
Yeah, and it defrosts in like 20 minutes. That's it.
Cool.
I eat them frozen. And you said they're still good frozen. But yeah, it was crazy. I was impressed. Wow.
Well, and that's a hard thing to find.
That's good.
Stuff is good. Right. Because we've experimented a lot and between pasta and breads. Breads are terrible. Yeah.
It's come a long way since like the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Like 10 years, it was terrible.
Well, and even since, I've been 3 years?
Yeah.
2 or 3 years?
Even in that time, it's evolved quite a bit.
Yeah. Right. It has. But you have to find the stuff that's good.
All the niche little products here and there.
Yeah.
But this one I found, I've tried a couple. Well, we have a gluten-free receptionist in our office that we brought up to her office. I wanted her to try them because she's used to all these products.
Yeah. Right.
And she said best she's ever had. So
how did you guys track them down? How did you find them?
Yeah, I was doing an event for the Manitoba Food and Beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the difference between distributor and brokers. And they're asking me to speak about what a distributor does. And this gentleman flew in from Calgary and he was there at this event. And we just crossed paths that way.
This is the main ingredient. We're at DeLuca 66 South Landing Drive with Paula DeLuca.
The main ingredient with Kevin Bergen on 680 CJOB.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.